Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today with Green County Development Corporation is the Executive Director, Ken Paxton, now with us. So thank you very much, Ken, for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
All right. So, Ken, you've got some pretty big things coming up here with GCDC as you're going to be doing this public meetings that we'll get to here in a moment on a topic called Green County Diversity Project. This has been something that's been talked about and out in the public now for maybe a little over 6 months or so. Just kind of tell us again the brief background about this topic and how it came about.
Well, it's pretty straightforward. Green County is no different than most other counties in the country. We are fortunate enough as far as a rural county to have a lot of manufacturing in our county. With that comes a lot of open jobs. They've been struggling for at least 6 months to a year to try to fill those jobs, and they remain open. Some of our manufacturers have actually started locating some jobs outside of our county because they can't get them filled here. So we saw the need to be able to try to help not only fill those jobs and help our manufacturers and keep them in the county, keep them from moving, but also to grow our community, bring in new families, expand our school, and help our community. So that's where the idea for the diversity project came. We went out and began talking to all of our major manufacturers and beyond just manufacturing, talking about the hospital and the casino, all of which have multiple open jobs. They all were very supportive and said we could sure use the help. They're doing everything they can right now. They felt, as we do, the one segment that's kind of underdeveloped that we have an opportunity that is growing is the Latino population. Been very successful in a lot of other communities, from Storm Lake to Marshalltown to Denison to Perry, and they've been able to fill those jobs successfully. Not only that, but move into the communities and become a good, very viable, vibrant part of the community. So there's been extremely good support from there. We did one little study that showed our top eight employers in the county had way over 200 open jobs. So there's definitely a need for this.
Now, Ken, before we get to the public meetings to let people, get more information about what you're trying to accomplish here, one might wonder, and maybe this question's already been asked to you, but with over 200 jobs available here in Greene County, why only narrow your scope to just one segment of population like Latino culture?
We are talking and exploring a lot of other channels also. There's several placement agencies out of Des Moines that have dealt with Afghanistans, with Ukrainians, with a lot of other countries who have sent their immigrants to our country, and that is part of it. But the largest growth segment in our country has been the Latinos. They're established in our country. They like Iowa. They like rural locations. They're a fairly good fit. They're already here, and more are coming. One of the successful things about that is Mary Nieto, who's the HR director of the hospital, mentioned that once you get a couple Latinos working in your location, they usually are happy there, and then they bring friends. They bring friends and family in, and they join them, and they help fill those jobs. So right now, probably the most viable channel, but once again, we're not looking at only one channel. We're looking at multiple channels.
All right, and so, Ken, let's now talk a little bit about your upcoming public meetings to discuss the Green County Diversity Project, and those were scheduled for Monday, April 25th at Clover Hall on Green County Fairgrounds at 5:30, along with the Rippey Community Center at 7:30. Then on Tuesday, April 26th, it'll be at the Grand Junction Community Center at 5:30 and at the Lauren Shriver Community Center in Peyton at 7:30. Then on Monday, May 2nd, at the Scranton Community Center at 5:30 p.m., along with the Chardin Public Library at 7:30 p.m., and then on Thursday, April 5th, you'll come back here to Jefferson for another public town hall meeting on 6 p.m. at Clover Hall on the Green County Fairgrounds. Tell us a little bit about this slew of public meetings you've got coming up, Ken.
Well, we have been doing a lot of small presentations around the county, once again, starting with our businesses. Then we thought we had some presentations at the school and with the teachers and some of our religious groups and some of our community groups. But we haven't opened it right up to the entire community. We need your input and your feelings as well as your support. So we're setting up a group of 7 town hall meetings that will take place the last week in April and the first week in May. They will be in every small town. We need to get the word out.
Can you tell us what somebody's going to expect when they go into this public meeting? Is there kind of a brief remarks, I'm sure, at the very beginning, and then you'll take question and answer? Can you just kind of explain that part?
Yeah, the first part of it will be an explanation in more detail of what the diversity project is. Carlos Arguello represents a company called Latino IQ. They're the company we have hired to run this project and develop. The next steps will include developing an advertising campaign that makes these open jobs available and visible to the Latino population. Then we have a call-in center that they can call in to find out more about those jobs and then be channeled back out to each of the major employers for placement. So those kind of things they're in charge of as far as getting that up and going, and we expect to have that up and going by June. he'll be the kind of the lead speaker for that. Sid Jones from Home State Bank will be there. He's on our steering committee. Chuck Offenberger, who is the chair of our steering committee, will also be there to kind of give a wrap up on it. In addition, we'll have Jim Ober from Scranton Manufacturing New Way to give you a view from our major manufacturers, and then Mary Nieto again, the HR person at the hospital, to show the help that the service industries need.
And finally here, Ken, do you feel like Greene County is at more or less a critical point, or is it not quite to the threshold that you believe that we're at, where you know, all these available jobs that, you know, businesses will sooner or later start to feel the real strain not having those jobs filled?
I think we're already at that point. One of our, rather than using names, one of our manufacturers already has a policy in place that they need to hire 10 people to keep two. You can't keep going with that kind of a policy. We've also lost 250 jobs from another one of our manufacturers who moved out of state because they couldn't fill those. Those are pretty noticeable warning signs that we need to do that. On top of that, we've been fairly successful in the last few years with the casino and the high school and the career academy. And through all that, our population has remained at best stable and maybe even gone down a little. One of the problems we have is we have an older population who are either unfortunately dying off or moving out. So as we move in new people, we're just kind of counterbalancing everything, and our population is not growing. This project is not just to fill jobs, but it's to grow our community and grow our schools and help our retail community. One thing I haven't mentioned is we have a lot of interest from the Latino community in opening new businesses in our community. So there's a lot of positive things that come out of this.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Greene County program. Here with our Greene County Development Corporation Executive Director is Ken Paxton joining us once again. You're listening to the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.